I'd like to offer this afternoon a guided meditation on compassion. So I'd like to suggest that maybe this quality or capacity of compassion that which can be with suffering our own and others and care and touch and know and not be overwhelmed. This capacity of the human heart that actually we have been cultivating all the time. All of our practice in a way is cultivating this capacity to open to all the moments of our life and so right now, maybe just invite you to just come into your own presence. Seeing how actually we really have been maybe strengthening our capacity or our willingness to actually open to our inner life or our experience. Been strengthening our willingness, our interest in doing that. Perhaps also tasting the real benefit and the joy sometimes that we begin to discover just through being present. Almost doesn't matter so much what's going on. Might right now, might be feeling however we feel. And noticing the sensations and feelings and thoughts, maybe mood or our energy level or our interest level. seeing what it's like when we can just notice, however it is, and again, as we were noticing this morning, the sense of that which knows, or we could say the space around the objects of our experience. That vast, spacious, resonant, alive aware, awake presence. Within which and through which all our particular feelings, body sensations, thoughts, images, impulses, rise and pass. Noticing that this all-embracing presence or awareness, you could say, is something we're just settling back into, relaxing into. as we just begin to get to know this great resource that we are, in a way, that we have. It's always available. That we can practice knowing that. Turning towards that which knows. Being the knowing. So as we practice this, as we notice this great resource, this natural presence, this awakeness, maybe we can see how there is a, in a way, there is a compassionate aspect to that. There is this presence that can come and meet us, however we are. And that just by knowing our sensations and thoughts and feelings, allowing them to be known, to arise and pass, that in itself is compassionate. Yeah. Unhooking from our reactivity, our stories, limited ideas of who we are, or of what life is. So when we're aware of something difficult, some suffering in us or in another, maybe there's something right now, or maybe not. So can we acknowledge, actually recognize say yes, there is suffering. Nodding our head. This great turning towards what we flee, what we resist. Sometimes when there's a lot of steadiness and quietness, it can be skillful to actually bring to mind something that's been troubling us. and actually bring that into our mind so we can acknowledge that. Allow it to be conscious. To be seen. Just this much, this moment. Not having to do anything or fix anything, but actually trusting this power of awareness to hold that, to support us with that. Maybe there could be an image that might help you. An image of being held, being cradled. Don't know what it might be for you. Sense of being listened to deeply, deeply cared for. Completely held. So acknowledging, and then we begin to open to that feeling or that sensation or emotion or this direct impact of something difficult. Beginning to see if we can actually open, soften, and relax, even just a little, to allow this compassionate awareness, to allow it in. Letting it seep and soak through our hard places, our tight places, breathing gently with that. Just allowing, little by little, softening, relaxing the belly. Opening up. Gently allowing this kind presence to heal us in its own way. Trusting that our resistance and our fear are also able to be held and allowed and healed within this. If we feel like we're being pulled into something, it's too much, or get a bit lost, just go back to connect with that larger sense of the mind, that vast space around us. And we can connect with that. maybe we can sense as we are able to allow the suffering finds its own release into the vast, generous space of the mind. Again, it's very simple acknowledging and allowing, softening around that. Perhaps we can notice, and maybe as we soften, open, allow the healing power of awareness to hold us and pervade us, we realize that we are not so solid and separate. Thank you. maybe we can begin to sense our deep, deep connectedness with all life. We are the human condition. We meet our suffering with this sensitivity and allowing. We are opened, we are liberated, and the energy of our life, of our being, is liberated. Is freed, even just a little, and sometimes maybe a lot, and sometimes maybe completely. So just for the last few minutes of the meditation, I'd like to invite you, if you would like, to just have a sense of everybody here. All of us, each one, knows suffering in our lives. Each one of us, this great heart, great compassion. So as you think of us all, or perhaps particular people, just have that sense of the wish that all of us, each one, really know what it is to be held in compassion, to be healed in compassion. And to let that open us to greater and greater sense of mystery and wonder and joy. thank you for your attention. So there's some interviews now and walking period.